Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 886, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, before we continue, I just wanted to make a quick announcement. Baruch Hashem, we are zeicha to have with us a wonderful Rav. His name is Rabbi Yehuda Kahan. And just to give an introduction, he's been with us basically from the beginning, which is Baruch Hashem, Gesunte Heit Weiter, over 4.5 years since we started, from the beginning of Shabbos, actually. In Brachos, it's been a little bit less than that. And he's been overseeing our shiurim and Baruch Hashem, guiding us on the right track. And Baruch Hashem, little by little, here and there, we will be hearing, if you want to call it tidbits, or sometimes a little bit of a addition to some of the shiurim that we give from Rabbi Yehuda Kahan, who, again, has been with us from the beginning and does oversee the shiurim. So I just wanted to make note, number one, to thank him so much for being with us and putting in all the koichas and effort and energy that he does in helping us. And just letting everybody know, if you do hear somebody else, that is who it is. And it'll usually be, like we said, it's goes in conjunction with the shiur, with what we said in the shiur, in the shiur, a little addition, this and that, or whatever it might be. What I'd like to do is just to go, Rabbi Kahan had been spoke about a couple of times just recently, in reference to possibly if somebody made a mistake in the Al Hamichya, the Al Hagefen, or whatever it might be, if there's a way, you know, either to fix it, or when is it b'diyeved still good. So I just wanted to go through a few of those halachas which Rabbi Kahan had mentioned, some of them, and just to expand on them a little bit, so we have an understanding as to how it works in reference to b'diyeved, if somebody made a mistake in these brachas of Al Hagefen, Al Hamichya, or Al Ho'etz. Okay, so first of all, the Shulchan Aruch, and again, we're still in Simen Reish Ches, of course, our Simen we're trying to finish off. So in Sif Tes Vav, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch says, in B'diyeved, if post facto somebody made a bracha of him, in B'diyeved, Beirach Al Huanovim, Bari Pri Agaf, and somebody made a Bari Pri Agaf on grapes, Oy Acharehem, or the after bracha of Al Hagefen, on these grapes is Yotza. The person would still be Yotza. Now, we want to keep in mind these are things that one should not do, but if they did it by mistake, we want to know when you're Yotza, when you're not. For example, when we spoke about quite a while back, if somebody mixes up and says an Al HaMichya instead of a Bar Nefashos, or they'll make a Bar Nefashos instead of an Al HaMichya, it's no good, right? So even post facto, even b'diyeved, it's not going to help. You have to make you would have to go back and make your borei nefashos. Even though one might say, what do you mean? Al hamichya is a more chashuv dika after bracha than borei nefashos. So why wouldn't that cover? I mean, it's basically the same thing. Like if one says, well, I'll make a borei pri hadama, whatever the case might be, I'll make a borei pri hadama on, a candy, you know what I mean? So something along those lines, it's not going to help you. So or if somebody's going to say that I'll make a Bar Priya 8 on noodles, on lakshin. So again, these are totally out of the realm. It's not going to help. But there are certain times that b'diyeved, after the fact, it would be good. So this is one of the cases. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkat and Samach Tes, somebody drank wine, they drank wine, and they had in mind the grapes that they'll be eating also. That you shouldn't be doing that, but if somebody did that by mistake, the yotze, they would also be yotze. Okay, so that's an interesting case he brings down. Now, the Mishnah Berurah just, of course, points out, Ve'ein Adam L'Sif Yodalit, again in Sif Katan Samach Tes, the Hasam Lo Kivim Beferish Bevirchas Pri Hagafen Lifter Anavim. What should be done? You make the Bar Priyagafen just on the wine, and on the grapes you make the Bar Priyates, it's a separate bracha. Lochen Amirin B'meil Loi Pit Loi mipatri de lachatchila. Of course, yesh loy levarich al kol echad bracha miyuchedes. Obviously, lachatchila one has to make the right bracha on each thing. You make a bar priya gofen on the wine and a bar priya eitz on the fruits, and of course, the same thing as far as the after bracha goes. It's just like a shahakol. right? We've mentioned in the past, if I have five different foods in front of me and I make a shahakal, b'di'eved, it covers everything. But not, if I just stam make a shahakal, obviously, and I don't have a mind, I have a mind shahakal. So it's going on that one food that's shahakal, because it's an understood thing. If somebody has bedafka mind, all five foods in front of me, I have a hadama, I have a eitz, I have this, I have that, I have a mind, I'm going to cover everything with the shahakal. You shouldn't do that. But if somebody did, b'di'eved would be yaitza. But, you know, we've spoken about in the past, one has to do their best to rectify the situation. In other words, you know, to go take something else and make the right bracha and have that other item in mind. Okay, but again, we don't want to get off on a tangent, but the bottom line is, this would be one of the cases, if somebody mixed up the two, that the Yevid would be, you know, would be good, at least for the time being, or especially if on the after bracha. Now, going in conjunction with that, tells us the Sefer Eitz HaLachas in Ois Mem Zayin, all in our Simen Reish Ches, again, in conjunction with, you know, if somebody made a mistake, is it good, is it not good? Im tov hizker min acher legamre, like we heard Rabbi Kahana mention that time, that if somebody said, somebody's making a bracha achroina, right, and they said something else altogether. I ate cookies, I ate cake, v'hizker, and I made a mistake, v'hizker al hagefen, but I made the after bracha al hagefen, oy al hapeiros, right? I'm supposed to make an al hamichya, and I made al hagefen, oy al hapeiros. It's not going to help you. You would have to go ahead and make the right bracha. But he says, kol shesim, right, like we heard also, kol shesim chasima sabracha kahoygen is yatsa, right, that if you finished off in the end, the right way, one would be yatsa. In other words, at the end, I chat myself and I said, al hamichya at the end, even though the beginning I messed up, but as long as at the end I said it, it would still be good. Like Rabbi Kahan mentioned with the three, somebody's saying all three, al hamichya, al hagefen, al hamichya, al hagefen, val aweitz, and they missed one in the beginning. As long as he said at the end, you're good. But if he didn't end off the right way, let's say in a case, I just ate cake, I ate cookies, I didn't end off the right way, I just ended off the whole bracha al haweitz or al hagefen, that's no good. Even on the beginning he said al mechia lo yotze, it's not going to help you. Okay, so now, just to finish off, then we'll continue next time, but he finishes off, does it say for Yitzhak Alochas, but in one case it would help you, like we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch, the case that we just read, V'rak im ochal anovim, uberich alagefen, I ate grapes, right? And I ate enough grapes whereby I have to make an al hamichya, I have to make an al ho'eitz, uberich alagefen, but I made the bracha of alagefen. I ate grapes and I have to make al hoeitz, but I made a bracha of alagefen instead of on the grapes al hoeitz. I made alagefen, so it would still be good. Rakim ochel anovim berich alagefen, that would still be good. So that's an important thing to keep in mind in conjunction with the halachas we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.